The U.S. military has launched Operation Lightning Resolve in Afghanistan, a mission to provide security for Afghanistan's presidential election in October. Taliban forces have vowed to disrupt the election, which President Hamid Karzai is expected to win, and parliamentary elections have already been postponed until next spring. James Dobbins served as the Bush administration's special envoy to Afghanistan. Good morning.
Morning.
The big concern in the Afghanistan election has long been how to make the country safe enough to vote. So where does Afghanistan stand, in your opinion?
Well, there have been some steps that have been taken of late to improve security. The United States has increased its forces in the country somewhat in the recent months. NATO has increased its presence in the country, again, a fairly small increase, but nevertheless helpful. And Afghan security forces themselves are beginning to get organized. The new national army has maybe 10,000 men under arms, and the Afghan national police are slowly getting better trained. At the same time, even combined, these efforts are overmatched by the combination of a Taliban insurgency mounted from sanctuaries in Pakistan and the power of local militias under their local commanders, who are far more numerous than the NATO, American, and Afghan forces combined.
Well, President Karzai himself has said that the biggest threat to a fair election is the country's still heavily armed warlords, and not in the sense that they're going to disrupt the election so much as that they might hijack it.
Yeah, I think that there are, you have the Taliban, which is operating through a broad swath of the South, and certainly there, I think, have the capacity, at least to some degree, to disrupt the election in those parts of the country. And if they were able to do so successfully, then they could cast doubt on the representativeness of the election as a whole. But for the most of the country, the threat does come from the local militias under control of their local commanders, who might, particularly in a parliamentary election, be tempted to intervene, to use their overwhelming local power dominance to try to influence the event, the results, and get their candidates into office. That's a little harder to do with a presidential election.
Well, for those parliamentary elections, will delaying those elections until spring help?
I think it'll help in a couple of ways. Whether it'll help enough is another question. It'll allow further time to organize them, and that's a big burden for a country like Afghanistan. You've got hundreds, maybe thousands of candidates who have to be put on the ballot. You have a complex election process that has to be explained to the population who haven't voted in decades, if they ever voted, and who are, for the most part, illiterate. And you have the security problem, which in some respects could get better. There could be further improvements in the quality of the Afghan security forces. The real long-term threat to stability in Afghanistan is coming from the growing drug culture, however, which is becoming increasingly important. It's already the dominant element of reconstruction in the country.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Former Afghan envoy James Dobbins is director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center at the RAND Corporation.